The Six Nations Community Food Bank is gearing up for a very busy time of the year with the holidays right around the corner. And throughout that time, the food bank is continuing to strive to meet the short-term need for food and find long-term solutions to hunger within the Six Nations community. And here to talk to me about how things have been going is Mary Montour, chair of the board of directors for the food bank. So thank you for taking some time to do this, Mary.
I'm very pleased to meet with you and discuss the food bank.
I wanted to start by asking how things have been going so far. I know that the food bank is ran and operated 100% by donations from community members. And with more people now than ever looking to food banks for support, just how has the year gone?
Well, up until this point, and I'm talking from January to September of this year, 2022, we've seen a sixfold in our numbers. We moved over to our new location December 19th, 2019. And at that time, we were offering food service to 40 to 50 clientele per week. And now it's over at times and getting higher. It's over 300 per food service day. So our numbers have greatly increased.
And would you say the winter months surrounding the holidays is one of the busier times of the year for you guys, not only with just dealing with clients, but also donations as well?
Well, not necessarily so, because our highest numbers have started, I would say, since summer on. So it's not just at Christmas time that people are needing and requiring more food. We have to look at the economic situation as it is today, which is less pay, or you know, the same amount of pay, but more bills, higher gas rates, higher food rates. Everything is going up, and people are really trying to survive on what they're currently making. So by the time you pay your bills, there isn't much left for food. When you look at seniors on old age security, I don't understand how they can survive on just one check, when they have to pay their rent and pay their bills and then try to survive for a month until the next check comes in. So with everything as it's happening right now, it's not, like I say, just Christmas.
And would you say that this started with the COVID-19 pandemic, and then with inflation and everything else, it just began to become a bigger issue?
Oh, definitely. When COVID hit, our numbers were rising per week, but nothing like it is now. We assisted, I guess, health services for a while there, because they were offering door-to-door delivery when COVID had just started. And then we decided we had to look at alternate ways of delivering service. So we set up a drive-through service, and we've been drive-through ever since. So since 2020 in the summer, we've been offering drive-through, which is much easier for everyone. There's no one standing outside in the cold, the wind, the rain. They just drive up and tell us their name. We put everything on a table for them. They get out of their vehicle, load up their car, and off they go.
And how can community members help out with operations within the food bank, with donations and even helping you guys out with distribution, with you guys being such a small staff?
Well, we only have a staff of one permanent employee right now, and I don't know if that'll ever increase in the future. It depends on, our budget. But we are always looking for volunteers. When we have skids of food coming in, that one volunteer and her helpers, if she has any, are the ones that have to unload the skids and put everything on the shelves. Or if after we prepare the food bags, then we have to restock shelves and so on. Again, we're always looking for volunteers to help with those jobs. Not the pleasantest of jobs, but it's something that needs to be done in order for us to do our weekly preparation for food service.
And you talked about the budget there. Has there ever been any contemplation to seeking funding or getting on a program where an increased amount of support and funds would be available, and that would allow the food bank to serve more people or better serve the clients that already use the food bank as support?
Well, we incorporated the food bank in December of, I forget which year, but it was a couple of years ago anyway. And then at that time, we applied for a charitable number. And to this date, we still have not received that charitable number. It's in the process. but we do not have it yet. Once we have it, we can go and apply to government agencies and so on for funding or for support. But right now, we're doing everything locally.
Do you have a time frame on when that would be done?
No idea. We check constantly, and it says it's in process. But I understand that getting a charitable number is not an easy thing and is a long process.
And do you guys ever get any input from the community members that use the food bank, mentioning any ideas they'd like to see happen, or any input of them saying some of the things that they find really helpful?
I have to think. We always ask community members, what they would prefer. And there are things that they would prefer that we just cannot buy or offer due to cost. But, dietary concerns, sugar-free, and so on and so on. We try to accommodate them by looking at less sodium. There's no way in our budget that we can buy high value or high priced items. It just isn't there. If we did that, we would be buying less food. So we look at what we're purchasing. We look at the contents, what's in it, and we try to accommodate as many as we can.
And just getting back to donations, you guys accept cash or food donations 7 days a week?
Not 7 days a week, because we're only open Monday to Friday, and our hours Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday are 9 to 12 and 1 to 4:30. And on Thursday, it's food service only, which is 9 to 12 and 1 to 4:30. And Friday is 9:30 to 1:30.
And just lastly, I was just wondering if you could speak on the importance of the work that you and the rest of the food bank staff are doing, and how important it is for community members to get out there and donate when possible to those who are in need within the community, and ultimately help tackling this issue to really find a permanent solution to it.
Well, as far as a permanent solution, every time you listen to the news, and I listen every day, is that the cost of food is going to rise even more next year, and that families are going to have to spend more in order to purchase this food. So I have no solution to that. I do have to say, though, that there was an article in the Two Row Times a couple of weeks ago about the food bank. And since that time, the donations of monetary and food has increased and has been overwhelming. It just warms my heart that our community, our local businesses and organizations can contribute to providing food to this community. It's I just hope that those that utilize the food bank realize how many people are behind that food bank being in existence. It's not just a board of directors or a food bank coordinator. It's the whole village. And I do have to say, too, there are a lot of off-reserve organizations that assist us also. One thing I was going to ask is that any food drives that people may have, and I know right now there are a lot going on, is that they do check for expiry dates on food that is being accepted. Because what happens is that when it comes to the food bank, we have to utilize our volunteer time or our food bank coordinator time to go through that and sort through that. In the past, out of 100% donation, up to 66% of it was expired food, which we have to dispose of. We do not give out expired food. So that is taking time away from the food bank coordinator or a volunteer's time in order to prep for food service or to do admin.
And just on the fundraising note, do you guys have any events or fundraising programs that you guys are running out in the near future?
Well, with the COVID restrictions being lessened, we did have a golf fundraiser this past summer, and we're looking at hosting another golf fundraiser come the June or July of 2023. We're also looking at hosting once again our euchre parties, which we had tremendous response to those. So we are working on doing things, but right now, depending on COVID and restrictions as they are, we'll see how it goes. But we do have things in the planning stage.
Well, thank you for doing this again, Mary. It's really a great thing that the Six Nations Community Food Bank does with all the support you guys provide for community members And I hope you guys are able to continue that and keep helping out on this important issue.
Thank you. I do want to say, too, that since we have moved to our new location, too, when we see the increase in our clientele, we also see the need for a food bank in the village of Oswegan. Now, whether it be run by a board of directors or what happens in the future, we don't know. But that food bank needs to stay there. That food bank needs the support of our community organizations. It needs all the people that can, the businesses and organizations, to help us either with money or with food drives, not just at Christmas, but all during the year, because we're doing the best we can with what we have. And we're trying to, you know, have as much as we have can available to hand out. Whatever comes in goes out. So I want to thank everyone that responded to that article in the paper and that has responded with food drives and monetary donations. Words can't say how much that means to the board or to the food bank, and then again to the community. So thank you, Nyawa. Thank you very much.